Well, hello, and welcome to Becoming Broadway. This is the first episode in this season. I'm taking you back to Paris, 1881, back to the strange events of The Phantom of the Opera, a mystery never fully explained. Until now. Just a disclaimer, this season will be easiest to understand if you have already seen or know some aspects of the story, mainly due to the complicated plot. Andrew Lloyd Webber has written many amazing musical scores, with Phantom being one of the most well-known. Phantom is the number one longest-running Broadway musical as of 2016, with 11,949 shows. There have been about 20 people to portray the character of Phantom over the years. This includes stage performances and does not include movie or other film portrayals. Phantom first opened in London 1986 and continued to Broadway, and was shown in previews starting January 9, 1988 and officially opened January 26th of the same year. Though the title is Phantom of the Opera, people wonder, is it an opera or is it a musical? Well, I can say with almost 100% certainty that Phantom is a musical since it was written by a classical composer. And besides, have you ever heard of a Broadway opera? The song we are going to talk about today is Little Lottie / The Mirror. It takes place after Angel of Music and before the title song. For purpose of use, I will be not using the original Broadway cast recording, or the London cast recording, but the 25th anniversary recording with Ramin Karmanlou and Sierra Bogus. The characters in the song are Raoul, Christine, and Phantom. Without further ado...
Little Lottie, let her mind wander.
You remember that too.
Little Lottie, thought am I fonder of dolls,
or of goblins, of shoes, or of riddles, of frocks.
Those picnics in the attic, or of chocolates.
Father, playing the violin.
As we read to each other dark stories of the North.
No, what I love best, Lottie said, is when I'm asleep in my bed and the angel of music sings songs in my head. Father said, when I'm in heaven, child, I will send the angel of music to you. Well, Father is dead, Raoul, and I have been visited by the angel of music.
No doubt of it. And now, we go to supper.
No, Raoul, the angel of music is very strict.
Oh, I shan't keep you up late.
No.
You must change. I must get my hat. 2 minutes. Little Lottie.
Raoul! Things have changed, Raoul.
Insolence, boy, this slave of fashion, basking in your glory. Ignorant fool, this brave young suitor, sharing in my triumph.
Angel, I hear you speak. I listen. Stay by my side, guide me. Angel, my soul was weak. Forgive me, enter at last, master.
Flattering child, you shall know me. See why in shadow I hide. Look at your face in the mirror. I am there inside.
Angel of music, guide and guardian, grant to me your glory. Angel of music, hide one longer. Come to me, strange angel.
The song ends abruptly, leading into Phantom of the Opera. Something I have been wondering is why Raoul calls Christine Little Lottie. For those of you who don't know the story too well, Christine and Raoul were childhood sweethearts. They are reunited when Raoul sees Christine perform on stage at the Opera House and visits her in her dressing room. The name Little Lottie came from a character in a poem called A Child's First Sorrow by Andre Munch. The first line of the poem is, "Little Lottie thought of everything and nothing," which is a line said before, "Wishing you were somehow here again," a song in Act 2. When Raoul and Christine were younger, and Christine's father was alive, they would read this to each other, and Christine adopted the name. When Phantom makes an entrance, he calls himself your angel of music. Phantom is posing as the angel of music Christine's father promised he'd send to her once he was in heaven. As they always say, love is an open mirror. I'm just kidding. No one says that. Well, that was a successful first episode. Next time, I will be covering I Remember / Stranger Than You Dreamt It, the song where Christine takes off Phantom's mask. Good luck, Christine. Until next time.